we have moved into the area of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I want to talk to you about some things you can expect and some things that you can begin to work with in your heart to develop your spirit. Now, your spirit's going to have to be developed. I mean, none of it's all by choice. Robert taught us that so beautifully. It's all by choice. It's me choosing to be led by the Spirit and me choosing to trust the Spirit over my flesh. See, all of us have been trained. I tell everybody, I was trained to worry real well. I mean, I would have been trained by the best how to really worry. But now I've got to learn to trust. And when you come to Christ, see, you have to retrain yourself. You don't automatically know these things. The Holy Spirit is a teacher. But I say He's a teacher. And the precious Holy Spirit is a trainer in our life. So He's training us to move into areas of the Spirit. So I'm going to talk to you about tonight about some expectancies that you can expect. And if you will take advantage of it, you will grow spiritually. Now, the Holy Spirit is going to be offering Himself to you in a lot of ways. Through when people receive baptism in the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit is trying to gain more and more direction in our life. And so He's going to really be working. So you can call this a higher level. You can call it a new dimension. You can call it a superior to. You can call it a spiritual realm. You can call it a higher caliber. But what it is, we're talking about learning to live in the Spirit. Learning to live our life led by the Spirit of God. Now, let me say, there are some scriptures that kind of scare me a little bit. Because scriptures like, if those that are the Son of God are led by the Spirit of God. The qualification there of being a son of God or being a grown-up son instead of being a baby, if I stay a baby, I have an opportunity. I can stay a baby in the Lord. But I'm going to tell you what, life's going to get tough for a baby. You hear what I'm telling you? Life's going to get tough for a baby. I mean, baby's okay when you're a baby. But when it's time to grow up, man, life's tough. I bawl and squall sometimes. It don't move a lane a bit. It doesn't get me any effect with that. So the Bible says that as you become a son, the qualification of coming up in sonship, moving from a baby into manhood in the Lord, is the ability to be led by the Spirit of God. Now, we've been trained to be led by our reason. Now, that doesn't say you're going to disconnect from your reason. But the Holy Spirit, from time to time, often, He will come in and He will supersede the natural life that you're just walking. He'll supersede it for various reasons. But it's always to take care of you. It's always to help you. It's always good. And the other time, then you walk in accordance with natural existence, reason. But then always be aware that in a moment's time, you can be moved into this other arena of life. This other realm, which is wonderful. Everybody say it's wonderful. And so the realm of being led by the Spirit of God. Now, it's also a love call. And the Song of Solomon says it like this. He said, "My beloved said to me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away." And that's what the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit inviting you, when you sense something by the Spirit, it's a love call. It's the Holy Spirit saying, come up, rise up, my love, come up higher. Come up, let me bring you to a higher level of living, is what He's saying. A higher level of peace, a higher level of joy, which are the qualities that flow out of that life. And so the Lord's inviting us. We first talked about a few minutes Sunday about He brings to a higher level of thinking. God, by His Holy Spirit, will invite you from time to time to move up and do a higher realm of thinking. And it will be based on not on knowledge or logic that you've gained, but it would be completely based on knowledge and logic that there's no way you could know. But it will be based on simply something the Holy Spirit knows and something you don't know, and He will supersede this life and He will drop that into you. And then you will have an opportunity to choose to trust it and to obey it. I want to tell you what, as I look back through our life, I gave a little testimony. There's so many different times that's happened to me. I gave a little testimony Sunday about Rachel, and when it dropped in to me, the knowledge, and it just simply came. And Holy Spirit dropped in, and what he did, he gave me the plan of the enemy. I didn't know it. Wasn't any way I could know it. And it said, Rachel's dead. Rachel was 3 years old at that time, and it came this, came in there. Now, if you're going to be led by the Spirit of God, you must always have what God's leading you in with the Word of God in the background. If you don't know the Word of God, if you're not a student of the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit knows how much you know, and He also knows how much time He's given you to know it. I mean, you know, I mean, when a 12th grader still calls for a pacifier, we say, hey, you missed your time, right? Well, that's what we do spiritually a whole lot of time. That we're, and so the Holy Spirit gives us these lengths of time for us to grow in the Word. And that's why we face issues a lot of times, because God's needing us to grow in the Word in our area. So if we will grow as the Holy Spirit, then as we become led by the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God can speak to you. The more words you know, the more the Spirit of God can speak to you and lead you. The less Word of God you know, the less the Spirit of God can speak to you and lead you. On that particular day, that knowledge, God opened up and knowledge of the enemy was dropped in. Now, it don't have to be the knowledge of the enemy. I could have so many stories where it's been knowledge of God, good things, and dropping to me. But I began this talking about that because it was kind of dramatic to me. And it was dropped in, a plan of the enemy. It just came. I was working on a job, and I was doing carpenter work, and it said, Rachel is dead. Now, if I had not known the Word of God, I would immediately accepted that. You understand? But see, the Lord knows who to drop knowledge into. But because I knew the Word of God, and also I knew some of the nature of God, I knew that was immediately God was letting me know the knowledge of the plan of the enemy. Because the Bible said the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And God comes to give life. So immediately I began to rebuke that and began to stand against it. I took every break I had that day, and I told him how there was this pressure inside of me to go home then, because I knew I'd received this in the Spirit. There was this real pressure that I needed to go home and check on Rachel, but there was also the strength of the Spirit as the Holy Spirit began to say, trust me. Do what you are supposed to do and trust me. And so I immediately, because God had given me a prayer language, I was immediately able to pray in a prayer language over it. And I was immediately able to move plain scriptures that God was going to protect her. And so the Lord had me wait to the normal time. Oh, He knows how to build muscles, doesn't He? And He had me wait to the normal time to drive home. But when I drove home and I drove up, I really didn't have to ask Elaine about it. But she immediately began to tell me the story. And the story was that she had driven up. We lived just a few feet off of the 5-lane highway. And Lane had driven up. And while she was getting the groceries, in a moment's time, Rachel, 3 years old at that time, when she looked up, Rachel was dancing in the middle of the 5-lane. Traffic was horrible from both directions. But God's so faithful. God sent 2 diesel trucks. One from the south and one from the north. They stopped and held back all the other traffic and would not allow a car to pass through while Rachel did her dance. And so I think about so many times, you know, if I had not have known that. And so that's the way the realm that God wants to bring. He wants to be okay. Now, I could tell you story after story of God doing protective things, doing wonderful things like that. And it becomes a realm of a way of life. Really, that's the way Lane and I pastor. Some of you don't know. When Lane and I walk by you, the Holy Spirit will drop in and say, you need to talk to them. And then sometimes I'll walk by some, and it just happened Sunday. I walk by and say, don't correct them. They can't take it. And then they'll walk by and they'll say, they're ready to grow. I mean, the Holy Spirit is consistently dropping wonderful thoughts. And this past Sunday, it was just like that. The Holy Spirit let me know thoughts. Now, I'm not going around trying to figure out thoughts. Do you understand? But the Holy Spirit trusts me. He trusts me to be able to do the right thing with those things. And that's the way we pastor. I mean, I've had people try to get me concerned about things that I just couldn't get. But then in things I wasn't concerned about, the Holy Spirit said, you better get me. I mean, the Holy Spirit wants this direct leadership in our life to where we move. And that was a thing that was hard for people to understand about Jesus. Jesus shepherded and pastored by being led by the Spirit of God. And I know it's a different realm, but it, especially it's so easy to operate in a family. So God, everybody say, God wants to bring me into a higher level of thinking. God wants to bring me a knowledge that's not based on things you know or things that you guess at. Now, some people, Robert talked about that. Some people have the gift of suspicion, and that's not a gift. You don't have to worry about that. Because when the Spirit of the Lord is dropping words of knowledge into you, and He covers all such a variety of things. I mean, such a wow variety of things the Holy Spirit just dropped. But it's always to build the kingdom, and it's always to bless you. And it's always to bless others. It's never to build pride, and it's never to build anything wrong. And you can immediately tell. The Bible says the wisdom comes from above. If it's pure, easy to be entreated, willing to yield, you'll find that it's a lot of people, when somebody says, well, bless God, God told me to do it, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to make everybody mad while I'm doing it. That's not knowledge of the Holy Spirit. That's or either you've perceived it wrong. Because it comes in a wisdom way. It comes in a sweet way. I mean, I've never had the word of knowledge come to me and say, you need to get mad at Donald McCray. Never had that. It's never like, he never operates in that arena. He always operates in God's arena. He always has this sense of love. I tell you, one of the greatest things is to begin to operate in a married couple. Is that when the Holy Spirit then can begin to reveal things to you. Very important things. See, the Holy Spirit knows how to fix everything. Everybody say, He knows how to fix everything. And He knows how to fix everything. And most of the time, you're operating on the realm of reason and on the realm of light. But you're always open then to the Holy Spirit to drop you something supernatural. And so you have to begin to try your wings. That's a real spiritual concept. It really is. Is the Bible talks about where He bears us up on eagle's wings. And what an eagle does in his training, and God calls himself an eagle training eaglet. And the way an eagle trains eaglets is he puts them up on its back and he flies so high. And he gets those little eaglets up, and the way he trains them to fly, he tilts his wings. And when he tilts his wings, the little eaglets fall. And they begin to flap and scream just like a lamb. But they begin to try their best. And many of them can catch it right first time. Men, those little eaglets drop off and they can begin to fly. But some don't. And Mother Eaglet has this principle built into her. Right before the little eaglets crash, she swoops in with those big wings again, picks them up on her back, and carries them high to train them again. And Mother Eagle keeps doing that over and over and over again until the little eaglet learned it. God is so good. That's why the Bible says, though he fall, we shall not be early cast down, for he upholdeth us. God catches us. See, God catches us right before we crash. God, how many of you know God's caught you many times right before you crash? Yeah, because God's training. He's the best trainer in the world, best teacher in the world. Oh, he's the best guide in the world. He knows how to teach people that's willing to learn. Then he knows how to teach hard heads too. He does. And so if you allow the Holy Spirit, then he will train you. And so he'll begin in ways, and some things may not seem important to you at all. I mean, sometimes the Lord just tells me, because he wants to keep my confidence built up that he's speaking to me. And so a lot of things, I'll be walking and he says, this right here is going to happen. And he'll drop that knowledge in there. This is going to happen. Now, immediately, if you're not based in the Word, you won't be able to operate in this realm because you're going to be fearful. You're going to be always afraid. Because God will begin to show you plans of the enemy. He'll begin to show you plans of angels. He'll begin to show you plans that he has for you. And if you're not grounded in the Word of God, then you can't handle that stuff. Because you'll be saying, oh, man, everybody's dying. Everybody, you know, I mean, same way with dreams. God wants to speak to you in dreams. But some people, he can't. Because you're too fearful in dreams. You don't trust God. You've got to know God's always talking to you for good. You've got to come to terms with God is good. The basic nature of God always is God is good. And everything that God shows you, whether it's a plan of the enemy or if it's our own stupidness going to get in our way or whatever it is, you've just got to be able to know that God showed you that for a good reason. And so the God that showed you that wants to do something. Like I was years ago, that this began, this walk in me, and Lane and I, began years and years ago. I remember one time I was in another church, and there in that other church, there's been this wonderful lady that had continuously been coming to me for help. And she was in a bad strait, a wonderful young lady. But she was just in a real bad strait. And she'd always been so kind and so nice to me. How am I going to hold this? And she'd always been so nice to me. But all of a sudden she came and she said, Brother Jerry, she said, I need to talk to you. Immediately, God said, she's setting the trap. I had never had any idea of that. This one woman had always been so kind. And Lane and I both had worked with her on a lot of occasions. So I would do it differently now, but I was younger then. So you've got to learn what to do with knowledge when God gives to you. And she set in a trap for you. So I had an office. There was two offices right side by side. So I said, Lane, this is what the Lord told me. The Lord told me that she's setting a trap for me. You won't know her. Her name was Norma Jean. I said, Norma Jean. It was hard for us both to believe because that seemed so far. I said, darling, what I want you to do, and it was a little office, it had little bitty thin walls in it. Now I would just say, hey, I don't meet with women alone. I mean, now, hey, I got a little smart. And so... But I asked Lane, I said, Lane, would you go into that room and you listen to every word that is said? So Lane did that night. She went into that office that was right beside it with the thin walls, and she listened. Everything was above board. Everything was good. We had a good meeting, and I made a commitment for trying to help her. She left out of it. It wasn't long. Her family started knocking on my door. I dare you that you would do that to her. I dare you. And because of that, Lane and I was able to both stand and know what had been said and every word about it. Come to find out, what she was trying to do was get her family's pressure off of her because she ran off the next night with a married man. So she was trying to get attention on me while she could escape in another route. And I tell you what, the Holy Ghost is not always telling you bad things. There are a lot of wonderful, good things that the Holy Spirit tells you. But you've just got to be aware of this area. The area of God bringing you into a higher level of thinking, thought life. We call it revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge is not only when you read the Bible. Revelation knowledge comes when you read the Bible too. That means, revelation knowledge means it's a revealed knowledge. It's not a learned knowledge. It's not a knowledge that you have gained through your senses. It's a revelation. So God is revealing to you a plan of the enemy. He'll reveal to you a plan of God. He'll reveal to you a plan he has for you. He'll reveal to you something that will happen in your own life. Like Lane and I, at one point, I can't tell you how many times that literally raising six kids, that God has literally saved those children. I mean, it's been everything like they had big day planned for the next day of swimming. And the Holy Spirit now normally, and for years and years, I mean, we have no interruption with that. But this one particular time, he said, don't go. Really, that word knowledge was given to somebody else, and they came to me. And they said, Jerry, there's something. Are your kids planning something for tomorrow? And I said, yeah. And they said, I saw one really drown. And she didn't know that. Those kids had a swimming day planned. And back then, we had to really plan. Everybody didn't have swimming pools, you know. And so you had to really, really plan. And so what we did, we just kept that child funded. Now, I don't have any proof. I don't have any proof that that saved him. But I've had proof time and time again that you can trust the Holy Spirit. Amen. You can trust it. You can trust that knowledge that God gives. Now, you can gain it real freely by just begin reading your Bible. As you begin to read your Bible, and all of a sudden, God will begin to drop into you an understanding that there's no way that you could have gotten it. That's a revealed knowledge. So God not only can reveal to you devil's plans, He can reveal to you God's plans. He can reveal, and I can't tell you how many times Elaine has saved me, saved my life, saved my future, and through receiving these gifts of knowledge. Lane and I, we both definitely, we pastor that way, we live that way, that's the way our family operates, that's the way we believe. When God comes and God drops that revealing, like I said, you can really start that to work in your life really easily just by starting reading your Bible and just ask God, as Holy Spirit, begin to speak to me, teach me to learn to hear you. And then you start reading your Bible, and then God will begin to bring reveal knowledge to you. He'll bring you things about Scripture that there's no way in the world that you've ever heard preached, or He'll begin to reveal to you. And then the Lord will begin to try your wings by dropping little knowledge into you. And like I said, a lot of times it may not have any strong consequences to it. That's okay. God's building you for a day that they will have strong consequences. So God's starting you off in a way that God will help you, just like the eagle with the little eaglets. God will use you and train you. He'll tilt His wings, drop you off, give you a word, and you'll be out there floundering. You know, you'll be out there floundering, trying your best to believe it, trying your best to trust it, you know, trying your best, and God will teach you to fly. How many are thankful that God's going to teach us to fly? God's going to do it. Praise the Lord. Well, we just talked about one again, so that's okay. But there's at least 12 areas I want to begin to introduce to your life. And I'll just take it as we just walk through it. And you just begin to try your wing and allow the Holy Spirit. Praise God.